And good morning, Ruth.
Hi, Marshall. Bright, nice, sunny morning.
Yeah, it's actually it's cold, but it doesn't feel that bad because we know it's going to get up to 65 again
right.
today.
So we can bear it.
That makes all the difference in the world. It's amazing.
Mm.
It makes all the difference in the world.
It sure does. It sure does. Well, as you can see, we had a busy weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Started off late last week at Paley's Farm. As you know, they were hit by the tornado last August that destroyed many of their greenhouses, and they are happy to be up and running. Excuse me. So I got a lovely tour of the two that were totally had to be replaced, and they're just brimming with flowers and vegetables and ready to go.
It's great to see that that they recovered fully from the tornado that hit them.
It really is. They're very excited, Sarah and Chris Kuhn, and thankful for the community, thankful for everything that's happened. And it was just a delight walking into the greenhouse to see all the beautiful plants and flowers and smell of spring. So good for them. Also this weekend we were at the walk for Hadley Pollard. Yesterday was World Down Syndrome Awareness Day, and the community once again came out and had supported this walk for in honor of Hadley and those who have Down syndrome. And it was a virtual walk, but some of the close family and friends came to the high school track and walked it, and they raised $10,000, which is going to be put towards equipment at North Canaan Elementary School, where Hadley is a student, for special needs kids to enhance their education, and to some of the local foundations that have helped them during their struggles, which are behind them, thank goodness. The little Hadley is almost 5 years old and has been through a lot in her short time, but she is full of energy, and it was a wonderful turnout. So nice stuff going on for a change. Nice to see. Lots of meetings and budgets, and as you well are aware. And tonight we have the continuation of the hearing for Holly Place in Salisbury, 5:30. We know that's going to cause a lot of questions and concerns and comments and lawyers, and that's going to be in the headlines again this week.
You know, and it's like we've talked about this before, but there's lawyers involved, and there's now, you know, it's this is going to be a pretty long-running fight here, obviously.
Yeah. Well, the last meeting when Mike Clemens said, oh, it's going to be, we're giving you 4 hours, I went, oh, my gosh, and we're going to continue tonight. I don't know how long it's going to go, but I'm sure it's not going to be a short evening. We have some stories coming up the library expansion in Sharon, across the way from you, is hoping to get its final okay from planning and zoning later. It's already gotten over two hurdles, and they're hoping to put a little rectangular-shaped addition on the back of the building, mainly for handicapped accessibility, which is important. It will not change the beautiful architecture of that building, but it is really well needed to allow more patrons to come in and give the staff more space. You know, that's a 128-year-old building, and there hasn't been much done to it over all those years, so they're looking forward to that.
And I remember they tried to do something years ago that was actually stopped.
Yes, in talking to them, they said there have been several attempts, but it just wasn't what they wanted, and so they put it off and put it off, but they can't do it any longer. They really need to meet ADA requirements, so this is it. And public funds, they're raising public funds. It's going to be a $2.2 million estimated project, so this time it should go through, and they're hoping to break ground sometime this summer. We have still going dealing with the wastewater plant proposal in Cornwall, and they've set dates for town meetings and informational meetings and hearings, and by July that should come to a vote. And they still don't have a specific location for that, but they will at some point, obviously. And as I said, budgets, and more budgets. We're dealing with a lot of budget hearings in next couple of months. There'll be votes on everything, and we'll be there.
It's, you know, budget season. But, you know, this budget season is a little different than the past budget seasons. Not last year we had the same thing where they're not quite as contentious simply because Zoom and stuff like that. There's so mm-hmm. many different things. So,
the problem here is, do you open it up so that people can come and talk in person, or do you, you know, continue to just keep it virtual for protection? And that's been a conversation in a lot of these towns. So now they're trying to think about mixing, you know, having both, because there are people who want to come out, and yet they're a little afraid about the spacing and distancing and so forth. So I think we're going to see a hybrid version of that as well. Speaking of hybrid, there's a meeting at the high school tomorrow of the Region 1 board tomorrow night to discuss reopening of the school. And the action is expected, so we'll be following that as well.
Well, the CDC guidelines are now down to 3 feet separation and
right.
Still include masks and stuff like that. So if they're ever going to experiment and try it, I guess this probably is the time, because the state infection rate now is down, I think, close to 2% or a little below, and the death rate in the state has really dropped dramatically. So, and everybody now, anybody who wants to schedule an appointment to get vaccinated can. Now, it might mm-hmm. take them a month or two to get it, unless they really poke around and find a place. But everybody, just about everybody except people 16 and under, I think, are eligible now to get the vaccine.
Right. So I think we're going to see, well, our elementary schools have been open the whole time. So this would just affect the high school as far as opening up. And I would assume they're going to vote yes. I should never assume, but that's the agenda. So, and I must say, there was a fabulous talk. A bunch of libraries got together and co-sponsored a talk by Bernard Lafayette, who was a civil rights activist who worked with Martin Luther King and John Lewis, and he gave a very inspiring talk that just warms people's hearts to hear things, you know, good things about that issue. So, busy times.
All right, Ruth, well, I want you to enjoy the week out there. Have the car windows, here's how old I am, rolled down. Remember when we used to roll down our windows?
Oh, Marshall, there are so many things that I say, and the young people look at me as if, huh?
That's right.
Right. Well, you have a good week as well.
You too, Ruth.
And, thanks, Marshall.
Oh, that's right, Passover's coming. So.
Yes, thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye. That is Ruth Epstein and our Republican American Report this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.